भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 19 वर्स नंबर 7। तमेव प्रेष्टतमया रममानं अज्ञान्यया विलोक्य कूपसंविघ्ना नाम श्रुत्यद् भ्रष्टकर्मतात्। He goat who had fallen into the well saw her beloved goat engaged in sexual affairs with another she-goat. She could not tolerate the goat's activities. Since this verse doesn't have a purport, we move to the next verse, verse number 8. Aggrieved by her husband's behavior with another, the she-goat thought that the he-goat was not actually her friend, but was hard-hearted and was her friend only for a time being. Therefore, because her husband was lusty, she left him and returned to her former maintainer. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Swaminam is significant. Swami means caretaker or master. Devayani was cared for by Shukracharya before her marriage. And after her marriage, she was cared for by Yayati. But the word Swaminam indicates that Devayani left her protection of her husband Yayati and returned to her former protector Shukracharya. Vedic civilization recommends that a woman stay under the protection of the man. During childhood, she should be cared for by her father, in youth by her husband, and in old age by grown son. In any stage of life, a woman should not have independence. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenu Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. So, till now I was doing spontaneous dramas. But the first occasion for a spontaneous class. I would like to start with an anecdote. Once one patient, he runs away from operation theater. And then he comes running home. The relatives ask him that, "You are scheduled for operation today. How come you are home?" And then he says that, "Actually, I heard the nurse, saying that, 'Don't worry, it's a very minor operation. Don't worry, it's a minor operation.' 3 times she said." So the relatives, they said that actually she was just trying to, sometimes before operation, they just try to give some courage to the patient. That don't worry, it's a minor operation. So that's what she must be doing. And the patient says, "No, she was saying the same thing, but she was telling the doctor." The doctor was actually standing there with hands shaking. So Hare Krishna Prabhu is like that nurse who tells me sometimes, "Don't worry, it's just a Bhagavatam class, you can give it." So my fear is that in this conversation, the audience should not run away. But sometimes the Lord, appreciates or makes some arrangements like this for even people who are not incapable. They are like, we know the story of the priest and the driver. who went to the doors of heaven, and the driver was given more special treatment by the Lord. And then the priest said, actually, I should get a more special treatment than the driver. And then the Lord said that when you used to give the discourses, people used to sleep. But when the driver drove the car, people used to chant my name very loudly. He used to drive so badly. So sometimes, you know, bad people also, the Lord engages somehow in their service. So when I read the verse, the she-goat had fallen and she saw her beloved goat engaged in sexual affairs with another she-goat. She could not tolerate that goat's activities. Aggrieved by the behavior, the she-goat thought that the he-goat was not the actual friend, but was hard-hearted and was her friend for only time being. Firstly, 5 minutes I had to engage in, firstly it's an emergency class, and then I'm trying to struggle what is he-goat and what is she-goat. But what is written in these two verses is something which we very commonly see in today's society. Rather, these two verses, if they are spoken on the so-called, what we say in our nowadays day-to-day lingo as page three people who do a lot of parties and all, or if this verse is just, or this story is told to them, I think they will be enlightened. And they are the ones who can relate more to this story. Because this is a very, very common affair in nowadays in the colleges. This is a very common affair that people, firstly, that relationship, what boys and girls, what they call as love, is so fragile. Firstly, none of them are sure that whether it's a relationship and whether to call it love. And for, I work in a medical college and I come across so many cases. Like last month only we came across a case where one boy just left a suicide note in the library and went home. And two boys came running with that note to me, that sir, such and that was a 5-page suicide note. 5-page, he had that much time. And since morning, people told he was writing something, we don't know what he was writing. And after that, he handed over to some friend and went back. And for me, again, to reading those 5 pages, you know, after a particular age, you cannot read so much. Yeah, nowadays I am absolutely like, I can just read 1-2 pages. 5 pages, you know, I had to read. And then I called the psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist told me that she had already left from our college. So she said, can you read out the note for me? So again, I read the 5 pages on the phone. And from that, she said, it's a very serious case. You have to save him. And he was a Mohammedan boy. And the whole story was in love with a Hindu girl. And I called his home, and it was creating so much anxiety for me that I thought I will die today, you know, and he may be safe. Ultimately, I called his home, and I asked his father that, where is he? He said he had gone for namaz. I said, see, I have a suicide note in his hand written by him. Just go and check in the mosque whether he's there or whether he has gone to Bombay Central Station. He stays near Bombay Central. So again, father said, what is written in the note? Again, I read out. And that content was, he was in love with some Hindu girl. And he had written, already he had written, by Abbu, by Ammi, and grandmother's name, and this thing. For me, it was a first-hand experience to read a 5-page suicide note. Till now, I have been reading regularly, but it used to be always few lines and this thing. So again, the cause was, now you see a boy who is admitted in a medical college. Now people commit suicides if they don't get admission in a medical college. Now once they get into medical college, their expectations increase. Now they want a girlfriend. Now they want a post-graduation seat. In all my classes, I tell a story of a crow. My uncle had told me. My uncle is a counselor, heart-to-heart counseling center he runs, Dr. Rajan Bhosle. He's a Times of India columnist. So he tells a story of a crow. And he said, once there was a crow who was very happily staying in a forest. He was happy. He was absolutely contented. And one day, the crow, he saw a swan, a white-colored swan. And the moment he saw the swan, he looked into the water, he realized that he was black. And he saw the swan was white. And then he, you know, kind of went into a depression. Okay, the crow goes into depression, stops eating and stops playing and whatever his activities he was doing joyfully till that day. Suddenly after seeing a swan, the crow becomes depressed, absolutely depressed. So feels, again he thinks of committing a suicide. Okay, maybe he must have written that 5-page note, again kept it. Goes to the swan. Before committing suicide, he just said, let me at least talk to him. Goes to the swan and says, you are the most beautiful, most happy bird in this forest. And the swan says that actually I was also thinking that I was most happy and I was also enjoying life. But few days back, I saw a parrot, green color parrot with a red colored beak, two colors. So he said, from that day, I'm also depressed. I'm also thinking of suicide. So he takes the address of the parrot, goes to the parrot. Now he goes to the parrot, he sees double colors. He again feels like committing suicide, but he waits. He said, let me talk to the parrot first. He talks to the parrot and parrot said, actually, I was also thinking that I'm most happy. But few days back, I saw a peacock. And it has so many colors. I was thinking I have two colors. Peacock has so many colors. So the crow takes address of the peacock, goes to the peacock. And when he sees the peacock, he sees 1,000 people gathered just to see the peacock. You know, wherever there is a peacock, he takes the address and the peacock was staying, was kept in a zoo or a sanctuary. So he goes there and he sees the peacock. So many people gathered. Again, feels like committing suicide, but he said it's because of his previous experience. He thought that let me at least talk to the peacock. Talks to the peacock. After everybody is gone, he talks to the peacock. He said, you are so lucky. 1,000 people, they have just gathered to see you. They just gathered to see you. For me, whenever somebody sees me, they take a stone in hand. See, whenever we are studying and a crow comes and sits on the window pane, our first reaction is, although the crow may not be doing anything to us, but sight of the crow itself irritates us. You know, the crow said that my situation is like that. People just cannot tolerate me. Other birds, it's okay. If they are flying, they are roaming around, people don't mind. Forget about, you know, people coming to see me. That's a different issue. But people cannot even tolerate my existence. And the peacock said, actually, I was also thinking that I'm very happy. I was thinking that I'm the most happiest bird, most beautiful. But now what has happened is, because I'm so beautiful, the peacock starts talking to the crow that he says that, because I'm so beautiful, what has happened is, these people, wherever they see me, they capture me and put it in a cage. And the peacock further says to the crow that I have observed this whole zoo very carefully and I have realized that not in a single cage there is a crow. My conclusion is that crow is the only bird which is not kept in a cage, because wherever there is a zoo, automatically the crows come. They sit on the elephant, they sit on the hippopotamus. So if you find any zoo, and inside the zoo, if there is a cage and a crow is kept, that means the zoo is substandard. They didn't find any other birds. Ultimately, if they have to keep a crow in a cage. So the peacock says to the crow that, I have realized that if I would have been a crow, I would have been the most happiest bird. Because nobody would have bothered to capture me and keep it in a cage, and I would have been roaming freely and I would have lived my life the way I want. And when the peacock says this, then the crow recollects this whole story, how he felt that the swan was happier than him, and the swan was thinking that parrot is happier, and parrot is thinking peacock, and peacock is thinking the crow is happy. Now this we can relate in our own story. If you remember, when we used to go to school, initial years till 7th standard, everybody is, it's compulsory to wear a half pant in the school. And when we are wearing this half pant, we used to always look at those 8th standard students who are wearing full pant. You know, so again we are behaving like that crow. We feel, when we are in that half pant, we said, when I will become, go to 8th standard, I'll wear a full pant. Then I still remember that day, you know, 8th standard, wearing a full pant. And then you look at all those half pant fellows, you know, look down, I'm a full. And by the moment you go to 8th, 9th, 10th, and in 10th standard, you start looking at those college boys. They don't have uniform. So, you know, that starts attracting us. No, no, they are better, you know. Again, we are behaving like crow is now moving from the swan to the parrot. And we start wearing those colored dresses, no uniform, such a relief. And we go to college and then, you know, we see those students who have passed out of 12th standard and are admitted in a medical college or an engineering college. And you start feeling they are lucky. Because sometimes in the 12th, when we are studying in the college, those who have just passed and got admission into engineering, they come to see the campus. Again, they become nostalgic, they come. And everybody is asking them, give me some tapes, how can I also join engineering? And you know, there is whole, and he's talking and, you know, like giving a Bhagavatam class, and everybody's like listening, taking notes, how to. So we look at him and he's engineering. We go to engineering, and within few years we realize that no, actually one who passes out of this and gets into a multinational company, he is most happy. Now we are looking at this multinational company job. We join a multinational company, we feel actually the CEO is the best person. That I want that. Even in that company, we are not happy. And then ultimately we become a CEO of a company and we are working day and night, and we just come back at 2 o'clock in the night, and again 8 o'clock we are rushing to the office, and while rushing to the office, sometimes we see a school where people with half pant, students with half pant are playing, and we look at them and we feel they are so happy, you know. These half pant fellows, they don't have any tension of a multinational company over there. Failing to realize that we started our journey from half pant, thinking that I'll go become to full pant and then into colored dress, then into engineering college and then into multinational. And again from becoming, after becoming a multinational CEO, we again want to wear a half pant and go to school. And that happens, you know, at this stage also, whenever people, they see children playing, that itself is a relaxing thing. They say, they don't have any tension. And so this is again the crow and the peacock story in action. So this was what we see in our colleges, you know, people aspire to go into medical college, aspire to go into an engineering college. And here, coming here, they want again more things. Because in our whole educational system, nowhere it is taught about the principles of life. Nobody teaches us. Like we have so many stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, about this he goat, she goat, and there are so many ideal examples who never indulged in illicit sex. Like we have example of Ram. He was so beautiful. And so many females approached him time to time. So many of them approached that we want to marry. Here boys approach girls, you know, that I want to marry you, I want to. Here somebody is approaching Ram and he is saying no. But this character of Ram is not taught throughout our syllabus. Nowhere they study this character of Ram. There is no knowledge about Ramayana. I'll tell you a story of a school where an inspector who was kind of a Vaishnav person. So he went to a school for inspection. That school anyways nobody was teaching anything. So that inspector asked the teacher, what are you teaching? The teacher himself was not aware what he was teaching. He said, actually I was teaching them Ramayana. Now let us see how much basics of Ramayana is, what is the status of Ramayana in our society today. And all of you know that he made one person stand and he asked him, one student, he said, stand up. Tell me who broke the Shiva Dhanush, Shiva Dhanush, the Dhanush which was given by Shiva to Janak. And you know the answer. He says, no, I didn't break it. The first thing. And this our inspector, he was shocked. He said, he thought at least he should be knowing that Ram broke the Shiva Dhanush. He said, I didn't break it. So then he looks at the teacher, he says, I asked him who broke the Shiva Dhanush, and he says, I didn't break it. The teacher looks at the student and he said, no, he's a good student, he will not break it. Then he realized that teacher also doesn't know anything about Ram. He gets irritated, he goes to the principal, he said, I asked one student who broke the Shiva Dhanush. And he said, I didn't break. And I asked the teacher. Teacher said, he is a good student. He will not break it. The principal ponders over it. And he said, it's okay. Whoever has broken it will compensate. We'll give the needful money. You seal the matter now. So that is what the status of Ramayana is there in our society today. If characters of Ram and everyone is all this Arjun, you can see the second example. People may feel that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead has this power of saying no to lust or to any lusty proposal. Arjun also was approached by Urvashi. Now somebody, a female like Urvashi is approaching and to say no to her. Okay, it's such a difficult thing. For us in India, fortunately, we are sustaining with the four regulative principles because there is no opportunity for illicit sex. So sometimes we say that morality is lack of opportunity. We are able to come to the temple, chant and sustain in our spiritual life, at least grihasthas like me. Because fortunately India is such a sattvic country that there is hardly any rampant illicit sex. Okay? So thanks that we are born in this country and there is such a nice atmosphere. But now here is Arjun approached by Urvashi and saying no. We have story of Haridas Thakur also. Like Haridas Thakur was also approached in a secluded place by a beautiful prostitute, which we say that she was Maya Devi herself. Now any boy who is too much into lust and lusty thoughts, he keeps on dreaming of the same thing, that I am in a secluded place and a beautiful female comes there and she agrees to have a union. This is what the thought process of a youngster is. And this is what exactly was offered to Haridas Thakur. And he said no. Because this is what everybody keeps on dreaming in this world. And all these dreams ultimately come because of watching movies. Because in the movies they keep on watching such things. that this hero and heroine, they meet in some secluded place and all this. So many wrong messages actually are sent. Like my uncle I was talking about, who writes articles in the newspaper, and he says that illicit sex or sex fascinations, which are actually shown in the movies, the actual sex is not that fascinating. Actually, what happens, because of seeing all these bad movies and the wrong things, people just get fascinated and develop some false ideas about sex life, that it is kind of a very, very pleasing thing. But and then when they actually indulge, they get frustrated, because sex is not actually that fascinating what they show. They show so many wrong things, like I am a doctor, and whenever a doctor sees a movie, he realizes that so many wrong things are there. Like, I'll just give you an example of this. Like, they always show that this hero, heroines, they have some union, and the heroine becomes pregnant. And people have this idea that they have a union once, and actually in our medical practice, people are struggling to have children. We come across so many couples every day where we have to teach them the whole cycle, and we have to tell that on the day of ovulation, if there is a union, they can beget a child. People don't know this, but people have seen in the movies that whenever there is a union, there is a child. No, it's not like that. So many wrong things they show. And they show that typical some female collapses in the house, and doctor comes, puts the stethoscope, and says she is pregnant. Now, pregnancy can never be diagnosed by a stethoscope, actually. Those who are in medical field, they can relate this. So many wrong things they teach. And I'll put one more thing, which is actually damaging the society. Because of this thought, or this thing has gone so much into our Indian culture, what happens is, whenever some female is raped, the rape victim commit suicide out of fear of pregnancy, because she feels that now that she is raped, she will become pregnant. So out of fear of pregnancy, they commit suicide. Because again, that wrong thing that whenever a semen is discharged and there is a union, a female will become pregnant. Just because of this one wrong teaching, hundreds and hundreds of females, they commit suicide, because they don't have this concept. And where they have learned this? They have learned it from the movies. So much the movies are damaging. And forget about this genuine cases of maybe somebody is raped and this. But again, those boys and girls, they look at the movie and they get fascinations about love and all those things, and what is described here about illicit affairs. They get so much fascinated, you know. We, in our hostels, when I take rounds, I saw one room which was very clean. There were no posters, no movie posters, no posters of any heroine. And I was so happy. And I said, "You are a very good boy. There is no poster." And then his room partner pointed towards the ceiling. So there was poster on the ceiling, because he wants immediate darshan, you know, like when he gets up. Now, same medical students, when actually we are in the dissection hall, like I am an anatomist, we take the students for dissections. The first thing we do is remove the skin. That is how the dissection starts. The day one, you start removing the skin. And once the skin is removed, that leg, that face, and it appears so ugly. I can just give example of ice cream. Like, suppose somebody gives you an ice cream cone and puts all dirty stuff inside and puts only a cream on the top. You may just get attracted to the cream and just eat it little bit, and you'll realize that inside I'm being cheated. There is a dirty substance inside. But every day we get cheated in this thing, that we just get attracted to the cream on the top. Once that is removed, Like we have the burns ward and so many things in our hospital where we see that once the skin is removed, all the inside thing comes out on the surface. Now the power of illusion is so strong that students are in a dissection hall. Now dissection hall is such a thing I cannot describe you, like there are somewhere somebody's head is fallen off, somebody's leg and somebody's hand. Once our devotee Mahajan Prabhu, he came to meet me. By mistake they told him that he's in the dissection hall and he entered there. And after that 2 days he didn't eat anything. And actually I had called him for lunch at my house. After he saw that, he came to my house and he didn't eat anything. And somehow his wife was there, so she ate something. And then I called up in the night and his wife told me that in the evening also he didn't eat anything. 2 days, so much of, you know, see how a devotee with teachings of Prabhupada, he saw that and he just kept on chanting. And without these teachings, if you see what happens in our medical school, almost 70-80% of the love affairs start in the dissection hall. See the power of illusion. Where there is a dead person, they have removed the skin, they have seen what happens to the body after the body is dead, they have seen how the body ugly it is after the skin is removed, and that is the place where while dissecting they fall in love with each other. So this is how the illusionary energy is so powerful. And that is what the description, what is happening here in this story about the he-goat falling into, engaged in sexual affairs with another she-goat. This is nothing but because of the power of illusion. And whenever we forget the philosophy, when we forget the teachings of Lord Krishna, the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, we become very prone. Therefore, regular reading is necessary. Like what happens in the exam, if you are superficial in your readings, you must have experienced this. If you are superficial in your reading and you go for some exam, at the time of exam you forget. All of us experience this. If we have read something superficially and then we go for the exam and we forget it. But there are some things which we have read again and again, again and again, then that are actually in our mind, in our brain. So that we always remember. That we can always reproduce. That we can reproduce at the time of exam. And once we reproduce it at the time of exam, we pass. So if we have to pass this test, okay, which we are put into, we have to again and again study the scriptures so much. Actually, devotees, somehow I have seen, even in my case, we somehow become very lethargic about reading. Chanting somehow we manage, but the reading part is always going up and down. And Srila Prabhupada has given so many nice books, 80 books for us, and so many lectures with me when I write some article for the Back to Godhead magazine, then sometimes I enthusiastically ask my friends, did you read my article? And they said no. And I feel very depressed, you know, because almost it takes 1 day for me to write an article and 7-8 days I'm thinking, and after doing so much I write an article and nobody has time to read it. And that is the time when I meditate that what must be happening to Srila Prabhupada. He has sacrificed his sleep for writing these books. And if we are not reading, how he will be feeling? With me, for a one-page article, I am feeling so bad. Prabhupada has written so many nice books. So we should take advantage of it and progress. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.